Next person is Sherry Smith. Sherri. Sherry. Sherri. Smith, SMITH, date of birth is 5/31/57, date of visit is 9/2/22. Please make a copy for Amy Zilkowski, PA. Amy, AMY, Zilkowski, ZILCOSKY. Zilkowski, PA. The date of consultation 9/2/22. Next paragraph. Dear Amy, thank you for sending Sherry Smith for evaluation, pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COPD. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 65-year-old female with a long-standing history of smoking, has COPD, and recently was sent for a screening chest CT without contrast, done on 8/18/22. The patient chest CT showed a 3.2 centimeter irregular mass in the posterior aspect of the right upper lobe, concerning for primary lung malignancy. The patient also had a second adjacent irregular mass, 1 centimeter at the medial right upper lobe. And there were some areas of ground glass opacity in the anterior left lingula in the right lower lobe as well. The patient has some cough, denies some apoptosis, but had some weight loss, and denies wheezing. She has shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for chronic bronchitis and a history for perforated colon several years ago, for which she underwent multiple surgical procedures, including exploratory laparotomy and partial resection of the colon. And re-anastomosis. The patient also was treated for sepsis at the time with peritonitis. She denies any history for hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history. I'm sorry, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years and quit a month ago. No alcohol use. She is presently retired, but mostly did office work. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother is alive in good health. father died of cancer of the bladder. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has had weight loss, no deposition of cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains, no hay fever, but has shortness of breath, occasional cough, no abdominal pains, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, no jaw pain, arm pain, or calf muscle pain, but has palpitations. She has anxiety attacks. She has easy bruising. She denies joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, but has headaches and memory loss. No memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list included Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Ventolin, 2 puffs QID PRN. Lorazepam 0.5 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 100 over 60, pulse is 62, respirations 20, temperature 975, weight is 118, saturation 96. HENT abnormal cephalic pupils react when equal. Tongue moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation, neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with the diminished breath sounds of the basis. And wheezes were scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the anthems were regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflects the 1 plus with no gross motor depths, its cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Right upper lobe lung mass etiology undetermined. Number 2 is COPD and emphysema. And number 3 is multiple lung nodules. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a PET CT scan. She will be scheduled for a CT guided needle biopsy of the right upper lobe mass. And a coagulation profile and CBC to be done. Follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Amy Zilkowski, PA. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza.